The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational. It's intended to give us opportunity to get beyond all of the degrees of separation between us so that we come to a realization that you and I, wherever we are, whoever we are, whatever hue of people we may be, whatever we do, however we generate our income and our livelihood, whether we are in light or in whatever degree of distortion and darkness we may be in, whether you are conscious of being in hell or whether you're conscious of being in heaven, we all are held within the very fabric of existence with our very breath and heartbeat. And that intelligence that animates us is the intelligence of the whole of existence itself. And we are in that now moment where we each have the duty, obligation, and responsibility to affirm and declare the truth of our being as intelligences of existence, or as some would prefer to say, we are the children of that thing you call God. But because God is really in a state of being, godhood as well as goddesshood, I'd like to take us beyond the limitations of thinking that the intelligence of existence that permeates all of infinity and eternity is one being that dwells in one heaven, when the entire cosmic itself is infinite and eternal and ever expanding as it is the fullness of the presence of that intelligence that animates and is responsible for all worlds and all realms. It is beyond God and goddesshood, sainthood and sinnership, and all of this, the saviors and gurus and prophets and avatars, for you can put all of us together throughout all realms of existence, and you still will not get the fullness of that which is the truth of the Creator's presence. For the Creator's presence itself and the whole of existence is much greater than the sum of its parts. And it is a whole truth, and it is a whole reality of which we each have been gifted so much of it. And the only way we can really truly become whole is to realize the fullness of the part that we are in it. It's not a mystical thing. It's not a mythical thing, even though when we look at existence itself, it is absolutely unfathomable as to how the intelligence of existence is able to manifest itself and will manifest itself through an infinitude of beings that dwell at every level of existence, from the smallest of the smallest organism to the greatest and the largest worlds, heavens and spaces and places throughout all of existence itself. And so when we are in that point in space and place where we are truly worshipful of that which you call God, in the truth of worship, you have to have reverence and respect for the reality of your own being. Because there is not one part of your being that is not animated in the reality and the presence and the intelligence of that absolute presence and intelligence that is all pervasive throughout all of existence. And it is the truth of the amoeba. It is the truth of the ant. It is the truth of the bee. It is the truth of the trees. It is the truth of the rivers and streams and this global body of water, 80% water and so much earth that houses in an infinitude of creatures and billions of people. I mean, we are just like a cell within the body of the Creator, and the cell has to be harmonized by the intelligence of the infinitude or the divine mind of that which is pervasive as its source. And we need to come to that point of collective reverence and respect with each beat of our heart and every step that we take and each breath that we take for the phenomenal opportunity to exist and to allow and grant and respect that presence, that intelligence, that point of existence as it is existing through every order of intelligence, through every order of being. We were told not to kill. We were told to honor our mothers and fathers. We were told that there is law and we have to be governed by law, not the games of agreement of wicked people, but law, the law that maintains the worlds and the realms and the heavens and the hells. We are held in the hand, in the palm of God and the Creator itself. What makes you think that we can live this life and be absolutely lawless and then have right to prosperity and peace and order and integrity? We cannot have that which makes us whole, and we are outside of the order of life itself, of existence itself. That we do not dwell is peaceful, poised points of the presence of the absolute, knowing consciously that we are in the presence of the absolute and should model our lives accordingly. If you were truly conscious of being in the presence of that thing that you call God, would you carry on the way that you do all the time that you do? If you're truly reverencing, and it doesn't matter whether you're Christian or Muslim or Baha'i or Jew or whatever you call yourself, the reality is that you are an intelligence of existence, and existence itself is witnessing all of our actions, our failures that are actions and acting, our sins of omission and commission, and we are having our opportunity to give our gifts and make our mark in life itself upon this planet. And in order for us to be qualified for continuance in existence, we need to be cleansed and purified, to step outside, to step off of that hamster's wheel, that rat race of defiling and ourselves with all manners of thing under the guise of having the right to kill yourself. You do not have the right to kill yourself. You do not have the right to be in complicity with forces and corporate entities and deities of death that produce products that undermine you at the cellular level. You have the right to life, because life is that which is all pervasive in you. And as an intelligence of existence, you cannot have the integrity of being and living in the truth of yourself if you do not serve and reverence your opportunity in existence and make commitments in being a living, intelligent, and potent part of the wheel of existence itself. We are in that now moment of time where we're moving into timelessness. And the world and its activities as we've known them in the progression of era is coming to that point in place and space where it shall be corrected, or that it will meet its tragic date with fate. If you have no conscious desire, conscious inclination, conscious effort to extend your life, to really reverence your life, to breathe fully, to live fully, to eat well, to really appreciate, love your life, and to fully accept the blessing and the gift of living, then you will not live a full life here. And if you don't live a full life here, then you can't be guaranteed a full life throughout infinity and eternity, and you did not follow the laws that govern your being able to be qualified for continuance in existence as a living being, as a spirit being, as one who has graduated the earth and been birthed into the spiritual worlds as an embryonic god or a goddess. Everything works by law, and the earth itself is held by law. It turns by law. It does everything by law. And the games of agreement, the authorization of a government that has no real allegiance, alignment, attunement, atonement, harmonization with the purposes of existence and the perpetuation of existence and the facilitation and enhancement of the global family in efforts at every level to instill greater love, greater peace, greater poise, greater prosperity, greater harmony, then a government such as that cannot be continued in existence, because all of existence is contingent upon its harmonization with the wheel of existence, the will of God. Our people have been calling forward, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And it is so as it is in heaven
according to that which we think we are creating our reality. So if we are not completely poised, completely peaceful, completely healthy, completely wealthy, if we are not celebrating our existence because we are oppressed, suppressed, depressed, diseased, and disheartened, and discontent, and dissatisfied, and all of that, it's because you are not allowing your thoughts to be harmonized in the truth and the beauty and the phenomenal opportunity that you have as a living being to know that that which sustains all worlds and all realms is that which maintains and sustains you. So there is no disease, including AIDS or HIV or diabetes or cancer or anything that is greater than the intelligence of existence. There is no state of imbalance or dis-ease in the physical body, in the spiritual body, in the psychic body, in the emotional body, in the mind that cannot be harmonized when we and make time and take the opportunity to harmonize oneself in the truth of its existence itself as an inherent, inalienable, immortal part of all there is as existence itself. You are absolutely phenomenal. The intelligence of your being is absolutely phenomenal. You can tune into that absolute and divine mind and the absolute and divine presence and heal yourself of anything. Without the doctors, without the pharmaceuticals, without the medications. And if you continue to submit to the practicing of doctors who are some of the professional largest number of drug addict and chemical dependent people on the planet, then you are living a completely faithless life. That you have no faith in the intelligence of that which animates you. The doctors did not give you your breath. They did not give you your heart. They did not give you anything that is the true substance of what it is that you are. The earth and its minerals and its water and the life force that is completely surrounding of the earth is that which maintains and sustains us. In order for us to be healed, in order for us to be whole, we have to turn our thoughts unto it, to give our lives unto it, to make commitments to live as these living, loving, intelligent, potent parts of the presence of all there is as existence itself. Do you want to be empowered? Do you want to be whole? Do you want to be cleansed? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be prosperous? Do you want to be wealthy? Do you want your children to walk in a greater degree of integrity, ethic, morality than those people that you see on the streets with their butts hanging from their pants and just cursing and going on? Do you want your children, your grandchildren to aspire towards whoredom and prostitution and bling bling and materialism and sinfulness? Do you want your legacy of all of the ones who have come before you to be forgotten? Do you want to be wiped from the face of this earth, never to be remembered? Do you want your life to be like the flame of a match that was blown out? What happened to you? You and I are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence. It is essential. It is crucial. It is our time now to be held still every day at some point in time in reverencing our own breath and heartbeat and the intelligence of our own beings to come to greater degrees of peace and poise so that if you want to leave your job, the intelligence of existence, when you apply yourself to it, will show you how to make that exodus. But leaving one's job and fulfilling one's purpose are not the same thing. And so you must ask for what it is you want. If you want to fulfill your purpose in existence, if you want to be harmonized with your purpose in existence, if you care to step off the path of death onto the path of life, eternal life, everlasting life, to realize that you were given one life and it is an eternal life, and to see that the resurrection is in progression and it is in process, but it will be through the correction of the generations who are living now. They are making correction in terms of what it is we do every day, how it is we think, what inspires us, and what our activities actually are.
you and I have the opportunity to do that which need be done now. To be cleansed and purified, to be renewed and rebirthed and revivified so that the talents and skills and abilities that we have can be consciously committed, cultivated, unfolded, and developed so that we are able to meet the need of existence right now, where we be, wherever we be. For wherever we exist by virtue of the presence and the intelligence of that absolute and eternal presence. And the earth itself is just like a cell within its body, and she is in a cosmic journey into greater degrees of light and unfoldment into other realms and places and spaces within the cosmic. And those of us who dwell upon the earth are not going to be able to be maintained and sustained indefinitely through existence with this journey with our spaceship Mother Earth. And we have no desires to be correct. We make no effort to be corrected. We do nothing to be cleansed and purified. We continue to accept death as your fulfillment of life. Death is not the fulfillment of life. Everlasting life, eternal life, conscious immortality is the fulfillment of having lived according to the laws of life, according to the laws of that which maintains and sustains life and existence itself. If you have no reverence and respect for your breath and your heartbeat, then how can you expect someone else to really care for you? If you have no care for the integrity of your being at the cellular level, and you continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, how can you really expect to be healed? When that which you do undermines the cellular functioning of who and what you are as a being, an intelligent being, and that intelligence of existence is permeated in every atom and every cell of your being, and it has its proper functioning, and it has that which is proper food for it, that which will nourish the cells, that which will cleanse the cells, and that which will facilitate cellular regeneration and therefore strengthen your immunity towards against viruses and bacteria and negativity and being penetrated by spiritual forces that you cannot see, that distort your personality as a result of your being outside of the integrity of who and what you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, caring, conscious, conscientious, cognizant, aware point of an absolute and eternal presence that is your ultimate parent reality, your father and your mother, and all of the fathers and mothers that have come before us were personifications of the same intelligence, but we have been under attack through the corporate deities of death, those people who have aligned and associated themselves in cooperation through corporations, incorporating, putting into corporate ideals and thoughts that are distorting because they produce products that distort the intelligent functioning of the cells of a being, and they have produced artificial colors, artificial flavors, FD&C colorings, BHAs, BHT, sodium benzoates, all manners of preservatives and artificial foods called junk foods and things that the body cannot recognize as intelligent. So as you continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all of these things that are not real because they are chemically synthesized in laboratories by the minds of people who are functioning in the distortion of who and what they are as intelligences of existence. Our bodies can only store these things. They cannot be incorporated into the intelligent cellular functioning of who and what we are as children of an absolute and eternal presence. And so we, our bodies, begin to reflect the distortion of having been nourished by garbage. Our minds and our spirits, our thoughts, our passions, our lusts begin to reflect the distortion of having never been nourished, never been fed, never been cared for, never been loved at the cellular level. You and I are in that now moment where we can make a conscious effort and decision now to nourish ourselves, to stop feeding as if we were an enslaved people, stop eating that which is not good for us, that is produced by those doctors, and Frankensteins and the scientists who are themselves so totally alienated from the real process of living that they try to kill every organism and then grow food. You cannot grow real food, and you have destroyed the integrity of the organism activity of the earth itself. You have no respect for life. So how can you produce life? Life will make and avail itself unto you when you walk with love and reverence for it. The intelligence of existence is not stupid. It knows who loves it, and it loves those who love it. It heals those who will apply themselves to it. It places those who have been working diligently on its behalf in places and spaces where they have greater influence, greater territory, greater resources, greater everything as a result of them taking the time to discipline themselves, their bodies, their hearts, and their minds. If you choose to be cleansed and healed and made whole, if you choose to be a part of the resurrection, if you choose to glorify the lineages that you represent, then it is a definite part of what you have to do to stop supporting the corporate deities of death. Stop ingesting these poisons and come to a point where you give your body what it needs, fresh air and sunshine and exercise and water. 80% of the earth is water. 80% of our bodies is water, not sodas, not coffee, not alcoholic drinks, but water. So understand that every disease that you could possibly have is as a result of denying yourself the basic rights of what it is to be a human being, a living being, a progenitor of lineages of people as a man, and as a perpetuator of lineages of people as a womb man. Life is a completely intelligent reality. And in order for us to have the fullness of it, the abundance of it, the beauty of it, to really truly reflect the power, we have to apply ourselves towards the intelligence and light of existence and seek to be living testament and testimonies of it. Otherwise, you will never have that which you could truly have. And that which you could truly have is an opportunity to be infinitely held in the awesomeness of conscious existence through infinity and eternity. To be in an exalted place in space beyond the earth, and while you're on the earth, because the earth itself is in an exalted place in space. We are surrounded in the heavens. And if you dwell in the hells, and if you continue to listen to those people who are creating hellacious situations, then you will never come into your power. You have to turn these people off and turn every atom and every cell of your being on to full receptivity as a conduit, as a transmitter, as one who seeks to be completely transformed and have your energies completely transmuted by the intelligence of existence that is all pervasive throughout all of infinity and eternity. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find. We're seeking to stand in the light of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence. We're asking to be renewed, to be cleansed, to be purified, to be made whole so that the strength of who we are as a global family can come to true reflecting of that which is our birthright. We have the opportunity to heal our situation. We have the opportunity to make a difference in the world. Those of us who are in these United States of America, in the presence of the Creator on the earth itself and under the corporate administration of America as a corporate deity that perpetuates death, we have the opportunity to tune into the infinite, the absolute, and the eternal so that we can be completely renewed, reborn, and uplifted so that we can be uplifting. We are the hands of God, and God is sent here to do the work that God would do through us. But if you don't want to accept that responsibility, nobody's going to give it to you. If you don't have the wisdom, you can't do the work. If you don't have the light, you can't make the difference. You have to ask for love. You have to ask for wisdom. You have to be harmonized by law. Call for the triumph of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, absolute truth as a reality of your life. And watch how the hand of God moves in your behalf through every circumstance and situation. And it does not matter what you are finding yourself challenged with. It does not matter. Because everything responds to the intelligence of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And every atom and every cell of your being is seeking it. And if you're really seeking your death, then you may try to expedite the process so that you can stop suffering and we can stop supporting those who no longer deserve our support. We are in that now moment of eternity where those of us who are on the planet here are some of the most powerful people on the planet now. And those of us who are here in the Americas have opportunity to change our lives so that the rest of the world and the resources that we utilize of 80% of the world's resources, and we are less than 20% of the world's population, the balance can come without us being rocked from the face of existence so that everybody else can get up once they get from up under our lust and desires. You and I are living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence, and it is our time to rise. It is our time to shine. It is our time to make commitments to stand in the fullness of the light and the truth of who we each are. And there is no legislation, there is no government, there is no organization that can do for you what you are not willing to do for yourself. And so you're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama. The meeting of the inner circle is intended to be inspirational. It's intended to provide us with moments of reflection, moments of realization that we each, wherever we are, whatever hue we may be, are each held within the very fabric of existence itself. And it is our duty, our obligation, and our responsibility to know what are the duties and obligations of being conscious as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence whose presence constitutes the whole of existence itself. For we are in that now moment of eternity where life itself is seeking to be exalted. All orders of existence, regardless of how small or how large, in the very elements and ethers that constitute our earthly residence here, are looking to receive the reverence and respect of those who are populous on the planet. And therefore, those of us who are the ascendants and descendants of humanity, the Aboriginal, the Indigenous, or the Native peoples, and those who constitute humankind are all in the same boat, for we exist upon the same planet, even though we may dwell in different worlds. But regardless of what our view may be, what our perception is, there is absolute truth that holds us all. And that absolute truth is that we each have these degrees of gifting and blessing by virtue of the fact that we exist, by virtue of the fact that we're breathing, that we have the intelligence of existence permeating every atom and every cell of our being. And the gift of life is the greatest gift that we can truly, truly reverence and respect and be given. So therefore, if you are in that space and place where you have not truly reverenced life itself, if you're not truly reverencing the intelligence of existence itself as it is permeating every atom and every cell of your being, as well as the beings of every other thing, if you are not in the space and place in your own consciousness, in your own mind, where you realize that you exist in the intelligence of existence and you exist as a part of the intelligence of existence, and your duty and responsibility and obligation is to function as an intelligence of existence. And this gives us our integrity. This allows us to function with harmony. This puts us in a position where we truly have opportunity to actualize, to realize, to harmonize with the absolute eye, the cosmic eye, the only eye that truly sees through every order of existence itself.
And there is no greater degree of demonstration of conscientiousness and consciousness except to truly be gifted in realizing the reality of who and what you are as a living being. And realizing that as a living being, there is purpose in your being. And all beings have purpose as a result of being points and parts of presence, of an absolute and eternal presence, whose presence constitutes the whole of existence in all worlds, all realms, all galaxies, all solar systems, all points and pots and spots and places throughout all of existence are completely, completely within the body of the absolute presence. And we are all manifesting as living testament of its absolute reality. So we can have conversations about whether there is a God or there isn't a God or a goddess or intelligences of existence, but to even conversate at such a level really just puts you in a position where you truly acknowledge that you have not taken the time yet to apply yourself to that which substantiates your own presence as truth. To believe a thing does not necessarily mean that that thing is the truth. And that's why we need to understand what we have to be very careful about, what we ask for, and to know what to ask for. Because if you never ask for truth, if you never seek truth, if you never have an inclination, a predisposition, a wholehearted, burning, feverish desire for truth, then you can be held in belief systems, in the thoughts and opinions of other people who have been circulating throughout this place for innumerable amount of time and never come into the truth of your own being, never ever be able to truly reflect and radiate that which is your own divinity as a part of being that is completely divine. And so when we look at the faculties and gifts of that which we've received from that which people call God or call the Creator or give any numerous names for, we have to realize that we've been gifted an eye, we've been gifted a voice, we've been gifted imagination, we've been gifted so much of the Creator's own faculties so that we are able to consciously participate as co-creators in what amounts to and what really externalizes as our own reality. So to be set on a planet where so many, over three quarters of the world's population, are being set with all manners of destruction and dysfunction and distortion and disease means that internally there is something missing within the minds and the spirits and the souls and the conviction and the commitments of the people. And so those of you who share this time, this space, this place in life with all other beings and living, we are to be held completely accountable and responsible for knowing that which is the truth, for living that which glorifies the truth, for becoming the living testament and testimony of the exemplification, the surrender, the supplication, the application, and the wholehearted desire for the truth to really reign supreme as the totality of that which constitutes our reality. To seek money, to seek comfort, to seek all manners of materiality, to be gainfully employed in a lifestyle that perpetuates death, to hold on to theories and opinions and slogans and rhetoric that no longer serve the best interests of yourself or anybody else is to be beset with all manners of degrees of struggling when we who are here have been gifted and blessed with so much of the Creator's own intelligence, so much of its own presence, so much of its own order, so much of its own authorization in existence to exist as points and parts of it. So it is no longer prerequisite to coming into liberation, and though it has never been, which is why there are those who have never become liberated people as a result of their commitment to struggling. So we have to begin to re-speak the language of liberation and to understand that liberation itself is as a result of the commitment to law. The laws of existence, the laws in existence, the laws that govern life, the laws that have been imprinted upon the atom and cell of every being before any word could ever be written. The law of existence that is in full effect and does not need anyone to approve of it or to see it or to recognize it for it to be in effect. In any teachings, any system, any organized body, any institution that has made it their point and responsibility in being to educate, to uplift, to shape the thought, the lives, the consciousness of any people, need to have been able to share the reality of the absolute truths and the absolute laws with the people that they took responsibility to control or to educate or to provide religious training or whatever. But if you did not have that as your objective and your effect upon the people has been dysfunctional and distorting to the intelligence of their own being, then you have no rights to the people as a result of your ignorance and your ignoring that there are laws in existence and there is a divinity and a truth to what it is to be human. And if you are going to take responsibility for doing anything for the people, then take responsibility for reorienting them, realigning, reconciling them with the truth of their own being as that which is absolutely phenomenal, as that which is absolutely divine. And you would take responsibility for feeding them appropriately, for nourishing them, for loving them, for allowing them creative expression, for the creativity of a being is the Creator's activity in that being. And the Creator cannot be free to be active as the reality of a being if the being has been completely bastardized and distorted by the introduction and assault of those cells of the being with all manners of poison and contaminants and defilement and toxins. And so we have to really understand and have an understanding and an overstanding of why the devastation upon America is coming. Because she was incepted on the annihilation of nations of people, the enslavement of other nations of people. She benefits from the continued degradation and capitalization and enslavement of the planet. We cannot continue in existence being so disrespectful of the intelligence of existence as it is manifesting through everything. And it matters not how you have harnessed the elements of existence to create devastating forces that can be used to destroy and to bomb and to poison and to biologically assassinate the cellular and atomic genetically functioning of a race, a nation, a people. It does not matter how you have distorted and bastardized the intelligence of existence. It is completely antithetic to your intelligence in existence as an intelligence of existence to work against the existence of any living thing, particularly the earth, which hosts you and nourishes you and feed you. You cannot be authorized or legitimized by a lawless system to continue to perpetuate doing those things which undermine existence itself, the earth itself, the creatures of the earth, or any race or nation or people anywhere, regardless of what your greed is, regardless of what your need is, regardless of what you have attained or come to as your own personal agenda. When it does not serve the interests of the whole, then you will not be continued in existence as a result of functioning outside of the law and the order of existence itself. So all of you who love the freedom of enslavement that you celebrate every day that you go to work, but those of you who have not come to that point in place and space where you have sought consciously to cleanse yourself, purify yourself, free yourself up from the murderous, lying, thieving, bastardizing ways of these people and the corporate entities and deities of death and the systems that perpetuate them and allow them prime time access to the minds of people and to the bodies and the hearts of the children, then understand that your fate and your destiny will be the fate and destiny of America. America is not a real place. She is a corporate entity. For the only real place there is within the presence of the absolute and on the earth itself. And the further you get from the earth, you'll see that there are no boundaries. The earth is one living being who is committed to the living beingness of all beings. So to exist and think that you can practice nationalism or patriotism and be successful in it, to launch wars and agendas that murder and kill people under the lie of liberating them, then America needs to be liberated quick, fast, and in a hurry. And see what that'll get you. And the fact that the government of America and those agencies that perpetuate the goals and objectives of the government of America have not come to that point of care where they themselves will admit to being wrong, constitutionally so. So what difference does it make if you apologize for not responding appropriately to lynching laws, or that you allowed continuous people to be enslaved, and that you continue to allow people to be trapped in your legalities, when we are only held really accountable to the Creator and life itself? The true proof of your care for the United States, America, whatever we are calling ourselves here, is a melting pot representing all cultures of the world. If we don't have a commitment to life and a commitment to living and a commitment to the perpetuation of life and the progenitor being able to be the progenitors and perpetuators of lineages of people, then know that you have no rights to be continued in existence with no commitment to the continuation of all of existence. And therefore, the fires will burn, the storms will be raging, the waters will rise, we will be flooded out, we will be burned up, we will be heated out, we will be experiencing all manners of devastation based upon our inorganic understanding and stand with the forces of life itself. Those of you who do not want to be held accountable and responsible for being in complicity with the illegitimacy of this place, then we have to take the time to make commitments unto our for ourselves, for every atom and every cell of our own beings. I commit every atom and every cell of my own being unto law, unto light, unto absolute truth. For America can change and circumvent some of the devastation if Americans would take the time to change their lifestyles. America could truly receive, or I'll say those of us who find ourselves on the continent that America calls itself, do not have to be judged, condemned, and sent to the bowels of hell by continuing to be in complicity with the disorder, chaos, dysfunction, distortion, disease, and degradation of the light and intelligence of who and what you are as a living, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of all there is as existence itself. A people who have lost their purpose, a people who have been disconnected and are disconnected with their purpose, a people who no longer are able to attend to that which is duty, obligation, and ability to respond to need in their now moment, are a people who have nothing else to lose and are completely expendable. And so this time that we have between now and 2012, at the end of the Mayan calendar, it's time that we have to cleanse, purify, renew, rebirth, and revivify ourselves through consciously seeking to be in right livelihood with life itself, consciously seeking to be harmonized and reconciled with the order of what it is to be an intelligence of existence. It is our time to realize that we can no longer continue to support the auspices and the agendas of people who are consciously working to the detriment of themselves and everybody else. And it is no consolation that European people and white people are dying in great numbers. It's no consolation to the families and lineages of indigenous and native peoples that those who are our conquerors and our oppressors and whatnot are going to meet their just due, that they will die as a result of them following death, loving death, perpetuating death, and continuing to exalt death. It is no consolation because the earth itself is really in the forces of life. The administering intelligences of life are calling everyone to order. So just because you're European, just because you're Caucasian, just because you are less melanin dominated than most of the people, does not give you or authorize you the right to be wicked. And many people, many black people, think that there is an inherent distortion and dysfunction and that you are, white people are inherently wicked, and it is not the truth. For when a people themselves are in a conscious love and care and relationship and rapport with that which is the breath and intelligence of their own being and have made the commitment to serve that and to be radiant and reflective of that, then everyone can work as an instrument and vehicle and vessel of the intelligence of existence without perpetuating distortion, lies, deceit, degradation, war, and foolishness. So this is not a racism issue. This is a human issue. This is an existence issue. This is about every order of existing having its right to be. This is about our coming to realize that the methodology of oppression has been to oppress at the cellular level. It doesn't matter what hue of people you are. As long as your cells are being poisoned, as long as your mind is being poisoned, as long as you are being told lies about who and what you are and your duties and obligations and responsibility in life, then you will function oppressively as an oppressor and being oppressed. The slave as well as the slave master are in agreement to what that relationship is. Now is our time for each one of us to come to a point in space and place where we are willing to allow the intelligence of our being, the light of our being, the love of all being to have its way in our lives as our life so that we can be the living testament and testimony of the triumph of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth. And that is the only real sovereignty possible. That is the only correct that there can be. An apology will not get it. I don't care what you're apologizing for. The issue is changing your passion and your lust and your desire towards death and dying things and being in complicity with working against the life and life force of all other intelligences. I'm not asking you to quit your jobs, even though I know that so many of you work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. But the corporate deities of death will have to meet their death And those of us who don't want to be included with that have responsibility and obligation to come to life. And while we have resources, then we can make commitments to use the greatest resource we have, which is our own life force, towards the perpetuation of life, and know that you, if so, you don't believe that the intelligence of your being and the intelligence of all being can create a new way for you to work and generate a livelihood that you can begin to and continue to unfold in terms of your own personal duty, regard, and responsibilities in being, that you can make a decision to glorify the lineages that you represent and activate your DNA to be totally responsive to really manifesting and externalizing the greatness of the lineages that you represent. If you don't believe that, you're living a completely faithless life, and you will have a tragic date with fate for being so faithless when the Creator has provided you everything that you could possibly want in order to be freed up enough to exemplify it, to radiate it, to be completely reverencing and respectful of it, to really allow your life to show your delight with the blessing in being. And so you don't get up cursing every morning. You get up every morning and you give thanks for the blessing of being. You, whatever your lifestyle has been, you get up with commitments to do a better thing, to think a greater thought, to make those commitments, and know that as you become impassioned, as you become filled with desire, as you come to that point in space and place where there is nothing that can serve you, nothing that you can give your energy to, nothing that you will do to undermine life itself, nothing that you will do to give complicity to your own oppression and to working towards the oppression of other beings, we have to redirect ourselves, reassess ourselves, recommit ourselves to the intelligence of existence, which is the intelligence of our existence and maintains and sustains us beyond the money. You say, oh, you need money to live, but you have so many other examples of those who participate in existence who can use no money. So how do they do what they do? Because they're completely responsive to what it is to be an intelligence in existence, and they inherently understand and know that whatever they need is provided by the intelligence of existence and is within existence upon the planet. And they move with that, and they go for that. How many generations, how many civilizations existed before there was greenbacks with dead white men's heads on it? So to be enslaved to money, thinking that money is your liberation, is to be mistaken. To be completely reverencing and appreciate the abundance of all there is. Everywhere that you look, there's abundance of everything. There's no less money in circulation now than there's ever been. But when you have people who have no light, you have people who have no wisdom, you have people who have no real love and commitment to doing that which is in the best interest of the whole of existence, then yes, you're going to have a lack of people who are experiencing as their truth a lack of money, a lack of resources, because they have not taken the time to truly edify themselves with the edification of the proper thought, the proper reverence, the proper appreciation for your own being, which is greater than anything that you can beg, borrow, or steal or work for. The current and the currency that we've been gifted is the breath of life and the intelligence of life. So to take that currency and then trade it for products or services or jobs or whatever, and then take that green currency or that coin, whatever you're being paid, and then buying things that undermine your existence at the cellular level, puts you in position where you are steadily participating in the economics of death and the economics of impoverishment. And so we're here to flip the script, to come to a point where you have the love, you have the light, you have the wisdom, you have the commitment, you have the care, you have the integrity, the ethic, and the morality to want to be right and to do that which is necessary in order to receive the correction. What other people would call salvation and deliverance, and grace and mercy and compassion. For our Earth Mother is a mother indeed, And the cosmic mothers and universal mothers are mothers indeed. And that's why, you know, when people talk about mama and daddy, if daddies didn't experience the blessing and love of mama, then they really don't know all of what a daddy is, regardless of how much they call upon Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But those who know mama, and the mamas who know mama, understand what it is to unconditionally love and support your own. The issue for us now is having the quality of care, the quality of light, the quality of wisdom, the caring to be corrected, because we have been wrong for so long. There is nothing you can do that will bring you the degrees of peace, prosperity, or power, or effectiveness, or mastery, or really care and potency to change your personal situation, your communities, your families, or anything, and you don't care to be right. You just want to continue to be a nigga. You want to be a thug. You want to be this. You don't mind being mistaken. You know, I think niggas are people who love being wrong. And it don't matter what hue of people you are. When you love being wrong, that's a niggerish kind of vibration to carry. Not caring about the effect and the influence that you have in the lives of people and children. You and I are inherently held in the intelligence of existence, as intelligences of existence, and our liberation is contingent upon our allowing that intelligence to be freed within us so that we can stand in the light and the truth of who we really are. As men, the progenitors of lineages of people, and wombed men, the perpetuators of lineages of people, and to earn our rights towards being the healers and the transformers and the transmuters of the degradation and distortion and disease and the dysfunction of ourselves, our families, our communities, our nation, and our world. If you're going to do anything, take the time to be still. Take the time to be quiet. Take the time to really care and pray and attune yourself, asking for that at-one-ment, that atonement, that reconciliation with the truth of your being. For therein is your salvation and your deliverance and your liberation and your exaltation in your greatest gifts, greatest power, effectiveness, mastery, control, and glory. In consciously being living intelligences of an absolute and eternal presence, it is the whole of existence itself. This is a day for freedom, the freedom. This is a day for the triumph of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, absolute peace, absolute poise, absolute power, and absolute prosperity as a reality of our lives. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama.